that we have all assembled here again to share our feelings. The quarterly journal we release carries the dictum Machitta Madgata Puranaha Bodhayanta Parasparam. There we left it. The second post of it is Kadayanta Swamam Tushyanti Cha Ramanti Cha. This is what the Lord Krishna has stated in his very long dialogue with Arjuna. The main point for us is Machitta Madgata Prana. That is, people who are totally oriented to me and who live in my consciousness, Machitta. In my consciousness, people who live, Madgata Pranaha, who seek me, they all join together to share their experiences. This is what we have been doing in all our congregations. What is the essential thing that we share? Krishna was known to have given immense joy and happiness to whomsoever he met. But the ananda that he was trying to give in the early part of his life was all childish pranks, trying to enjoy along with the people of Gokula, who are the blessed people. And he showed his greatness to them, and at the same time shadowed it with his very, very silly methods. The ananda was of the physical type, was of the emotional type. Krishna distributed very freely to them because that's what they wanted. There is oneness between Krishna and Sri Ramchandra Ji, Maharaj of Shahjahanpur, in the sense that Ramchandra also gives immense happiness. That's what we experienced for the past 1 hour. But this is not emotional. This is not physical. It is something related to our spirit. From ananda, atmananda is what we get. Whereas in the life of Krishna, he was distributing for all those gopikas and gopis the happiness that will come from play, which perhaps includes also his rasa-leela. When we critically examine, this is one aspect of abheda between these two great personalities. And Ramchandra Ji is continuing the same job as that of Lord Krishna by not only distributing happiness at the higher level of consciousness, perhaps having failed in the lower levels. We are all enjoying the hospitality of Gauranga because this hall belongs to him. He is a great Krishna lover. And the path of love is what he has distributed. But we all know that he and his disciples spread the message at the materialistic, at the emotional levels. The samadhi that they gained is of the lower order. Truly samadhi they were, even now. Many of them get into it, but that is of a different order. But the ananda that we get is beyond the senses. The ananda that Krishna gave was one of senses. This is the essential difference. That is the reason why many people move towards the culture of the ananda of the Krishna type. There's nothing wrong about it. There are several stages of progress. Each person finds his way of happiness. Happiness is what God wants. To live happily is what Babaji wants. In today's message, you will find Babaji saying, Lord Krishna had originally introduced bhakti in Raja Yoga in a way the yogis know, because he knew the time was ahead when life would be uncertain. This is a very profound message. A lifespan is not likely to go beyond perhaps 100, though many doctors may differ from me and then say for eternity we will see that you live, perhaps with a ailing body in a nursing home, being attended to by all sorts of attendants who will be either cursingly or blessingly attend to us. There is something like vardhakya, there is something like getting old. We should accept that. That is a natural path. Don't deny the old age. Accept it as a blessing of the divine, which helps you to think about the divine. That apart. Life would be uncertain, therefore what? So yoga should be completed before that. So don't struggle to move on, waiting for the day of yoga. I will give you now, instantly. That's what Sri Ramchandra says. Here, in the first part of it, Lord Krishna had originally introduced bhakti in Raja Yoga. What is the bhakti that we are talking about in the Raja Yoga? It is not the bhajan. It is not the kirtan. It is not the dance and drama. It is not the songs. That is the bhakti that others know. And that is the bhakti which grants sensory and sensual enjoyment. The bhakti yogis know is that of constant remembrance. Constant remembrance is not a part of Ashtanga Yoga. Krishna brought it. Remember me. That is why he says, Machitta Madgata Prana, remember me. That is yoga, that is bhakti. Bhakti is not a few slokas being recited morning, afternoon and night. Incidentally, bhakti is also not the ritualistic practices that many of our abhyasis do. I get up in the morning, sir. I sit in the evening, sir. I go to bed with that feeling. That is not bhakti. That is ritualistic. If you keep a constant remembrance of the master in your heart, that is bhakti. And that is what Krishna wanted. Machitta madgata prana. That is bhakti that he was talking about. That is what the yogis know. to live in the consciousness of God and trying to, what is the consciousness of God? Not play, not dance, but reformation, transformation of man to a higher level. That's what he wants. That's what God wants. There are several ways of putting it. We can use it from the scientific angle also. But the whole struggle has been, somehow or other we must move on. Move on to the higher plane of consciousness when we start thinking about the good of others. Not exclusively our concern. And if you take the excellent work done by Empyreans for trying to bring in the sayings of Vardhachari and how he understood Babaji Maharaj, the saying of Raja of Vardhachari reads, "The usual method of Raja Yoga that is being practiced without the help of the Divine connecting you with the ultimate is of no avail. There is no yoga otherwise." There is no yoga without that connection. There is no yoga that without this link that is being established. And that is what Ramchandraji gives. Yoga is not sitting in an asana, trying to do pranayama, yama, niyama, etc. All sorts of practices, trying to somehow or other control the body physically and mentally, but trying to take the assistance of the Divine. Remember him, the remaining things follow. I am a sick fellow. I know that many of you are also sick. But what is it that makes you sit like this and think about the Master? It is the connecting link that has been established between you and the Divine. That is what the pranahuti does. Feel the link. Live the link. Pass on the link. This is how I would like to put Raja Yoga of Ramchandraji. This time we are trying to keep it almost unstructured during the day. You are going to spend most of the time in silence. Silence is a tough topic. Hours together to sit may not be all right. So we thought of giving you some material which you may contemplate about, apart from the books of Babaji Maharaj which are available. There was a good man called A.S.P. Iyer. He wrote enormously on the religious books, literature. On Bhagavad Gita he also wrote his version of interpretation or whatever it is. Copies of this was given, I think they were given last year or one earlier to that. They are expensive. Bhavans publishes them. While going through that, many of the Abhyasis found there are good stories which they do not know otherwise. They called it out, put together, and then made a reading material of that. So leisure time you can go through those stories at home, I'm talking about. That's what their intention was. I try to change it and then say, all right, in the congregation also people talk and they talk all sorts of things. Instead of that, they may be reading this one, since some of them are only half a paragraph or one paragraph stories, still worthwhile. That is being distributed after some time. Patrika also is there. Apart from this, Bhagavad Gita itself is there. In the Gauranga tradition, there is a journal that comes. I was going through that and I found interesting statement that there is only one Shastra and that is the Gita Shastra, and there is only one God and that is the Devaki Putra. Like this, the poem goes. That is, they are asking us to get oriented to Krishna in all aspects. I ask, I plead, that as there is no difference between Krishna and Ramchandra ji, and since Ramchandra ji is continuing the work of Lord Krishna in the higher plane, because transformation is what is wanted. Krishna tried to transform people by his miracles, by his extraordinary counsels. And when people did not care to hear, he simply destroyed them. There was no other way he could think of bringing a transformation. Many of us resort to this also in our own lives. When our children don't obey what we say, we try to beat them. But I think beating has never resulted in any transformation. I think in this respect Krishna also has failed. He tried to destroy it, but then we are all back here. There are more Kamsas today, there are more Duryodhanas today, there are more Dushasanas today. I think Dushasana problem is what is going on now. If you look at it from a different angle, from the stories of Bombay and Delhi, we find the Dushasana Parva, a separate Parva is there now. This cannot be mended just like this. That's what we would feel. But what Prabhuji would feel is, let us bring a transformation in such people. Try to pray for them. And he has made it all compulsory for us to do the 9 p.m. prayer. And he pleaded with all. How it is being practiced, I really don't say anything about it, because it's a matter of your conscience. I have nothing to talk about that. But then if you feel that Machitta is there with Ramchandra ji, if you are in tune with his consciousness, you cannot help doing the 9 p.m. prayer. When you don't do that, it means that you are not in connection with him. There is some loose link somewhere. But that is the time, as Dr. Kupsami was telling me, that is the time of the news, Narayana, what am I to do? I said, throw away the radio. There is no other way. I leave the remaining day for you to contemplate in the way in which you would like to. But these are the feelings I thought I could share with you. Thank you.